Well, let's look at where we are. This is the whole Baptist, Billy Graham, Dallas Seminary, you know, modern Christendom, Chuck Swindoll, John MacArthur circle right there. Did you know within that circle, look, this is from the Bible. We have our own set of traditions that aren't in the Bible, but we do them anyway. And we fight for them and fight over them and everything else. They're not clearly defined in the Bible. They have become a part. For example, you can't find in the Bible Sunday school. Now, there's the concept, but you can't find in the Bible that you must have an age-graded Sunday school. That's just something we do. But yet, people act like Paul did it. In fact, I've heard people, they say the early church when they had Sunday school, they, you know, and they just, their jowls start, you know, moving when they do it, you know, and they just, you know, you can just see a little froth because they just get excited. Or a lot of other things. I don't want to, you know, get too controversial here, but there are many things. When you think about it, they're wonderful. But they aren't. You don't see the New Testament church doing them, and you don't see it commanded, and you don't see it even detailed. For example, the idea out here of a solo pastor. What do I mean? You know, a pastor that sings? No, I'm talking about this. I'm an ordained Baptist minister. The Baptists all believe there's one pastor and a whole bunch of deacons in the Baptist church, and the pastor's in charge. You can never find that in the New Testament. You never find a single singular elder in any church. They're always in the plurality. And so in the Bible concept, there are three interchangeable words that are used for the same man. There's poimen, which is pastor or shepherd. Then you have the presbyteros idea, and I shouldn't start writing in because I'll get messed up here, the elder. And then there's the episkopoi, which is the overseer idea. Those three words, overseer, those three words are always used interchangeably in the Bible. And they're always plural. You never find them in the singular when it's talking about a church. Because God didn't design the Baptist system. It evolved over the years. Now, there's nothing wrong with it. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm not saying it's to be taken down. But it is out here. And you know what? Churches split and fight. And they'll never talk to each other again because someone introduces the idea of elder rule and they, you know, throw down the gauntlet and fight over it. Even though you find elders all the way through this New Testament, the Word of God, but you won't find the modern notion that runs most churches that are evangelical these days, you won't find that concept, this idea of kind of like a CEO of the church. Now over here, now this is where, this wasn't too painful, but boy, this is where it gets painful. You know what? Did you know that a great deal of what the charismatic church does today is absolutely right? Did you know that? Now, they do have the wackos. I mean, the washing machine healing services. In fact, there's a man that lives in our subdivision who just went down and raised this little boy's grandmother from the dead. He walked in the hospital. She had died. They were carting her off. He stood there and raised her from the dead right here, I guess, in Tulsa. Amazing. Amazing if he really did that. But, you know, we have all kinds of stuff that's just, and I don't have to name them. You know, that's not that important. But if you see someone take their suit jacket off and whirl it around and knock down the congregation, you know you're off. You are out of the page here. If you see people crawling around on their hands and knees, barking, foaming at the mouth, if you see people rolling totally out of control, you know that you're not in the page. You never see that in the Holy Scriptures. You never see that. God is the God of order. But let me show you over here. This would be the Methodist Church is right here. This would be the Wesleyan, Nazarene, that whole group. The Baptists are right here. So the Baptists and the Methodists are right over here between the Reformation and the Evangelical Church. And the post-Reformation And by the way, it's interesting. I could go like this. The north of the line here is Calvinistic. South of the line here is Arminian. So if you can see that, I'll put it right here. Calvinistic, north of the middle, Arminian down here. So a lot of modern day Christendom would be characterized as Arminian. In fact, charismatics are Arminian. What do I mean by that? Able to lose your salvation. That's a very loose description. But they would tend, the charismatic church, the Wesleyan, the Nazarene church, a lot of the Methodist church that's below the line here would be Arminian. And, of course, the Lutheran church would not be, the Presbyterian church would not be, the Episcopalian church would not be, the Roman church would not be, and the Reformed people would not be. But a lot of the Baptists, a lot of the Evangelicals, a lot of the modern-day Methodists, and almost all the Charismatics would be Arminian. Isn't that interesting? Look at how nicely everything pans out. They're kind of like, it's almost like half and half. And what's amazing about it is that everybody sees this part of everybody else. We all see everyone else's errors. We just don't see our own, usually. And that's what Jesus talked about. So let's get back to the Charismatics. I see a historical progression. I see that we started with Romanism. Romanism took the church away from the people. It took away the open Bible study, the open Bible reading. It took the hymns out of the church. It took the interpretation of Scripture, which 1 John says that you don't need an interpreter, that you have the Holy Spirit, and He can reveal everything to you, that we have an anointing from the Holy Spirit, and that you have these gentlemen, pastors, elders, and overseers, who can spend their lifetime studying it, but all they do is encourage the saints to do that, and you don't need a pastor to get revelations directly from God and tell you what they are. You can get them yourself, and so by being in God's Word.